Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues, and the survey is quick and confidential. Can you tell me, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat, huh? Thank you. And how likely are you to vote in this November election for the president and governor of North Carolina?
Very likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good.
Excellent.
Excellent, thank you. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? The first one says, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protection for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors, but even better. They care about helping people. And the second one says, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of being a home is out of reach for many young and working people. Okay.
The first one.
Okay, thank you. Now, can you mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? The first one is Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Lori Bunkert.
Lori Bunkert?
Lori Bunkert.
Is that what you said? Bucked out?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Unfavorable.
And is that somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very, extremely unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
Very, very unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Don Davis.
Extremely favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Roy Cooper.
Very favorable.
Thank you. And the last one is Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Thank you so much for your answers. Now, if this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an Independent?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you so much. And in this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
Josh Stein.
Josh Stein, thank you so much. And in the election for the U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Bunkert, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Virginian?
Don Davis.
Don Davis, thank you so much. And do you belong to a credit union or not?
No. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Yes. Yes, I do. I forgot.
Okay. No problem. And of the following four, which do you consider to be your primary financial situation? Bank, credit union, stock brokerage firm, including online banks like E-Trade or Charles Schwab, checking outlet?
I use banks.
Bank, okay. And now, I'm going to read you some statements about the record of your current congressman, Don Davis. Can you please rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative? The first one says, Congress Davis successfully fought the federal bureaucrats to get them out of the way so credit unions and other community development organizations can continue helping underserved local businesses and families with needed financial help like car loans, first-time mortgage, and small business loans.
Very favorable, or very positive.
Positive.
Yes.
Is that what you... Okay, thank you. Then we have, through support of North Carolina's credit unions, Don Davis is helping hardworking families in North Carolina, including police, firefighters, teachers, and healthcare workers, have access
positive.
To banking services. Okay, thank you. And is that a very or somewhat positive?
Very, very positive.
Okay, thank you. Then we have, as a veteran himself, Congressman Davis has fought for military families and veterans to increase health care benefits and get college loans.
Very positive.
Okay, thank you. The next one says, Don Davis fights for our Airmen Services and military families. Sorry, he is working to bring new 550 aircrafts to Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, and he voted for pay increases for all service members, including a 50% pay increase for junior enlisted service members.
Very positive.
Thank you very much. Then we have, Don Davis has taken action to secure our border, including voting to increase funding for Border Patrol agents, investing in security technologies to stop illegal crossing, and crack down on drug trafficking.
Just positive.
Is that somewhat positive? Is that what you're saying?
Nope, nope. Positive.
Okay, thank you. Then we have, knowing that broadband internet is crucial in today's world for economic development and keeping our families connected, Congressman Don Davis secured $1 billion for North Carolina to expand a high-speed broadband internet, helping our local Eastern NC small business have the internet needed to prosper and grow.
Very positive.
Okay, thank you. The next one says, Congressman Don Davis grew up working on a tobacco farm on Eastern North Carolina, attended the Air Force Academy, is a military veteran, minister, and teacher at ECU. He has the grounding and values to represent this area well in Washington.
Very positive.
Thank you very much. Then we have, Congressman Davis is working to protect your credit card purchases from fraud. Make sure your privacy is protected and preserve credit card rewards programs against an effort by the big box chain retailers and their corporate lobbyists to change the system and threaten those programs.
Very positive.
Okay, thank you. Then we'll have Congressman Davis pass a law to help families hold into their families' farms by providing free legal services needed to navigate the complicated inheritance process for transferring property when the owner dies.
Very positive.
Okay. And the last one says, Don Davis supports allowing local North Carolina credit unions to make more small business loans because unlike the for-profit big national banks, local credit unions keep all of their money in their local community, charge lower interest rates, and help small business grow to create local jobs.
Very positive.
Okay, thank you very much for your answers. And now, lastly, the other candidate for Congress is Larry Buckhout, a constitutional conservative Republican, a combat veteran from a family of decorated veterans, and retired Army colonel who founded a successful company specializing in electronic warfare. In Congress, her priorities will be to secure the border, protect Second Amendment rights, supporting military strength, and fix Biden's broken economy. Based on all the information you just heard about both candidates for Congress, which one do you support? Don Davis, the Democrat, or Larry Buckhout, the Republican?
Don Davis.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me what is your gender? Male or female?
Male.
Okay, thank you so much. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
55 to 64.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you consider yourself to be African American or Black?
No.
No? And do you consider yourself to be any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry?
No.
No, thank you. And are you a member of either the military, reserves, or a retired military veteran?
No.
No, thank you. Now, can you please answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services? The first one is Peacock.
Is what?
Peacock.
Say that again.
Yes, the first one is Peacock.
Oh, Peacock. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the next one is Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus, yes.
Okay, thank you. Then we have ESPN Plus.
No.
No, thank you. Then we have Hulu.
Yes.
Thank you. The next one is Fubo, or F-U-B-O.
No.
No, thank you. Then we have Slime TV.
No.
No, thank you. The next one is Disney Plus.
No.
No. And the last one is YouTube TV.
Yes.
Yes, thank you so much for
that. Oh, wait,
answer.
You said YouTube TV. No, that answer is no, sorry.
Okay, thank you. Don't worry. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Certainly. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.